Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control, for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. Let me just check it. N2OIQ, do you copy? Alright, this net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Wounded Lambs Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomer Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, August 18th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Scholar Street, in Boomerville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomervillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
WV2RUQ.
KD2AIT, KA3TFB, Bill and Warndale checking in through Echolink. Over.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in via Echolink from North Utica tonight. Good evening, Jeff, and I am the last one in the queue.
All right, there's three then on Echolink stations. So we'll start at the top with WB2RUQ, my father there, John, down in the Hudson Valley. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. Here in the valley, named after the late Henry Hudson. Nothing much, just watching a little TV. We're currently about 76 degrees. Expect a cool evening in the 50s tonight. Nice day out, with some showers around us, and that's about it. Tomorrow's supposed to be nice and sunny, so just enjoying the summer as we move through August. WB2RUQ.
All right, great. Sounds like you're having a good summer down there, and could all use a cool night or two here. I'm looking forward to having the door open, keeping it, making it an easier night to sleep anyway. Alright, well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. K3TFE, Bill in Warndale, Pennsylvania. What's going on tonight?
KD2AIT, KA3TFB in the net. Good evening to all. And we are experiencing 73 degrees. It's nice and cool. It has rained twice yesterday, and we're at 52% humidity, which is fantastic. Got a little TV going on here, and my eyes are getting heavy, and my feet are up, and you know the rest of the story. I wish everyone a good evening, and we'll give it back. And next on the queue is my brother there, Mr. KJ. Back to net control. Jeff, thanks for being there and allowing the Echolink to appear on this repeater. KA3TFB, back to net control.
All right, Bill. Well, thanks for checking in there, and have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. 82FPM. Kevin, what's going on?
Hey, good evening from the Mohawk Valley tonight. Yes, I'm up a little further north still than my usual point down in the central southern tier of Oneonta. So, yeah, I'm up here in North Utica, just kind of chilling out. And Yeah, I've been playing with the pool today out back, just trying to keep the filter clean because we're having some issues with the stuff that got into the pool over the last season when the cover originally blew off over the winter. So not a lot of fun there. But I tell you what, I won't tie up the repeater too long here tonight. We got 63 degrees under partly cloudy skies. So it sounds like it's going to be hopefully a fairly decent evening ahead of us. And on that note, I'll say 7-3, and my hat off to your dad, John, and to my friend Bill down in Warrendale, Pennsylvania, and I'll send it back to Net Control, KD2FPM.
All right. Well, you just laid out one of the reasons why I don't have a pool. Okay, Kevin. Thanks for checking in. You have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Light Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
N2KPR, good evening, Jeff.
WA2U.
All right, we'll start with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everybody on the net. We got a temperature here of 65 degrees after a range of 61 to, 61 to 76 today. Sunny most of the day, like always sunny days, that way I get lots of electricity here in the batteries for the solar power. And not too much going on, so we'll say God bless, thank God. God bless in 73, then too, PFM clear.
George, well, thanks for checking in, and good luck with the panels, and we'll catch up with you later. N2KPR, Rich, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, not too awful much. Tried to check in last night. Just about the time the net came on, I dozed off. I had a stress test yesterday. I call it a double whammy. They give you the injection, and it's given by an extremely beautiful nurse. That was no further. That's all there was to it. That test went really quick, but boy, that part of the test did anyways, but the rest of it dragged on. I was there probably about 3 hours longer than I thought it was going to be, and by the time I got home, I was beat, and just couldn't stay awake any longer, so I dozed off. Slept till about 7 this morning. My aide came in about 9. Made me some molasses cookies and with Splenda, of course. And after that, it was just a nice, quiet day. Telephone started ringing. Trying to take a nap this afternoon, and 15 phone calls, one right after the other. 5 of them by the same person, 5 minutes apart. Same question. Is my aide coming today? And I finally said, no, she quit. So that stopped the calls for a while. Got a chance to sleep for about an hour and a half, and got up, made dinner, and sat here and started playing poker on the computer. No, not my money, it's theirs. So that's about it for the day. Back to you there, Jeff, and to KPF.
Alright, well, the stress test can be rough, so, well, at least you made it through it. We'll get it that way, so. Alright, Rich, well, feel better, and thanks for checking in with us, and we'll catch up with you later. WA2U, John, up there near Hinkley Reservoir, what's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff, WA2, and everyone on the net here this evening. Yeah, 61 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinkley Reservoir. And, yeah, phone starts ringing. We've got a great feature on ours. There's a little switch on the side that shuts it off, and then it all goes to the voicemail or something. So, there you go. Anyways, had a good day. Went out and did a little lawn mowing. I'm the lawnmower starter and that kind of thing. A little bit too warm for the wood. Maybe I'll get to some of that tomorrow to go out and take a look at that. And we did quite a bit of stuff on the computer today, getting some new gadgets and gizmos that are Wi-Fi connectable talking to where they should be talking, so that was we spent some time with that. Going through some old paperwork here, and I found an old logbook. Kathy and I haven't gone to our last concert was in New Jersey, Homedale, New Jersey, Black Sabbath, 2 years ago today. Heard Ozzy and Tony Iommi down there. We flew down and flew back the next day. It was our 27th concert that we had gone to, so it's been 2 years. There's nothing out there that we're interested in hearing, so we'll have to remedy that, but we usually go up to Glens Falls or wherever, you know, we've flown to Florida, whatever, and we hear a concert, but I guess it's a sign of the times as far as the big shows are concerned. There's one that we're tempted to, I don't know if we'll go to it or not, out during, like, Van Halen's playing out there, so. But we're young at heart, we love our rock and roll music. But I saw that today, we were looking through some other stuff, and I came across the logbook. Garden's doing great. Boy, oh boy, we, our cup run us over with, with beans, and, you know, it's feast or famine. You look at it, and all of a sudden, you got a lot, so Kathy's been freezing up stuff and getting our supply ready for, I hate to say it, the colder weather, but it's a beautiful thing when you go to the freezer and able to pull out some produce right out of from your own garden. So I'll turn it back over to you, Jeff. As I said, 61 degrees and very, very, very comfortable. So hope everyone has a good evening and good day tomorrow. WA to you. Back to that.
Yeah, I know how that goes when you got to prepare for the cold stuff. You know, you don't want to think about it. It's August. It's the last real month of summer, so, well, what are you going to do? All right, well, thanks. Thanks, John. Thanks for checking in. You have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. All right, are there any other check-ins?
KC2MBU. KA2ZZ.
N2KKL.
All right, there's three more. We'll start with KC2MBU. Ray, what's going on tonight?
Hey, Jeff, it's 66 degrees, cooling down nice. And I'm just ordering parts and getting ready for... I've got a couple auctions. I've got one tomorrow, one Thursday. I've got to get my auction sheets ready and... then I can call it a night. But, got to get parts coming for jobs later in the week. And now's the time that I have to do it. So that's what I'm doing. Over.
All right. Well, how that goes. Work, work, work. All right. Thanks, Ray. You have a good evening. Hey, who's that in there? Jack, what's going on?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff. Everybody on board. Well, quiet day today. We, wife has been a little under the weather, and we went out, did some shopping, and a few things like that, some running around we wanted to do. So I did. And, we had sunshine most of the day, and then late in the afternoon, we had one shower come down, lasted about 10 minutes, and gave me about a tenth of an inch, which really amounted to nothing, but man, did it come. To the west of us, they had storm warnings with possible, you know, hail and everything else, but we didn't get the storms. We just got the heavy rain.
Oh,
that's about it down here. Let's say
7-3
all around.
KA2, that was it. All right, Jack. Well, I hope the wife feels better there, and well, you got more rain than we did. You could probably use that 10 minutes of rain here. We had to water some of the plants out on the porch today, which I think I've only had to do once, maybe twice, this whole since we were able to put them out there. So they were getting, they were looking a little parched. So, all right, Jack. Well, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. N2KKL, Pauline, good evening. What's going on tonight?
N2KKL, oh, I've been busy. I just got off another net on HF. So I've gone two or three of them every night. So anyway, very quiet here now. And not much else going on. So anyway, had a good day today. I hope you all did too. N2KKL, back to net.
Hi, Pauline. I'm glad glad you had a nice day. I think the weather sure made it possible, I think, for most of us to have a good day. A good start, anyway. So, all right. Well, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins?
Yeah, to CFM for a further.
Go ahead, George.
Thank you. Well, just to show you how ham radio is so unlike ISIS. ISIS wants everything the wrong way. It'll kill everybody and everything, the sword, the head, and everything to get it. And here we can have certain, we can disagree on certain things and whatever, but shall we say, politely disagree and respect each other's views. For example, like tonight, all the stuff about rock concerts and all, I love lots of good stereos, I love lots of good music, but what I call music, things like church music and classical, easy listening, big bands, jazz, no rock and roll, and maybe about 10 or 15% of what passes today for country. And that's about it. I'm extremely old-fashioned when it comes to that stuff. And the same with religion. In fact, I was listening twice to a sermon I hadn't listened to in many years. Jonathan Edwards, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. And, oh boy, it's very invigorating and revival-oriented in every way. Well, with that, I'll say God bless 73, that's in PFM clip.
62YXM.
Okay, George. Well, thanks for throwing that in there, and I was just thinking about what John was saying there about the old Black Sabbath concert. I haven't seen them in a long time, but I remember one of the first guitar videos I ever got to learn how to play guitar was Tony Iommi with his cut off fingers there, you know, classic tips on two of his fingers there. Hand that he, you know, that you finger the guitar, the neck with the chords and everything, and he cut him off in a machining accident, you know, years before he was famous, and he didn't recommend anybody to do that, but anyway, I just see that name kind of popped up in my head there, reminded me of that video there. But, anyway, so I see Kathy's checking in here too. YXM, good evening, what's going on tonight?
KC2YXN, well, good evening, Jeff. Thanks for doing the net. And yep, that's Tony Iommi. I believe we have the same video. Well, DVD now, I guess. But great day. Unusual weather, kind of. We could use some rain, though. Didn't have a bit. So let's see. 73, have a great evening. KC2YXN.
All right, Kathy. Yeah, I know. We could probably use a little rain, though. I know the garden's doing pretty good now, but I see some of the water intensive plants are slowing down a little bit, like the cucumbers and you know, the squash. I mean, the leaves are still growing bigger, but the fruit is kind of taking a pause a little bit here. It's starting to run out of water. I may have to run the hose if we don't get in here soon. But, all right, Kathy, thanks for checking in. All right, are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, I got up today and I had my physical therapy there, not first thing in the morning, but I only got about an hour's worth of work and I had to go and got my exercises there for my foot and everything seems to be doing good. And then later on today, I ran for another quarter mile and then walked for a mile and a half and everything feels good. I'm going to continue on that kind of program for the rest of the week and then we'll step it up to a half a mile next next week. So half a mile running and the rest walking. So we'll see how it goes. But so far, I'm pretty happy with it. And, we did pick a bunch of stuff out of the garden today. Some zucchini and some cucumbers and all the pumpkins growing out there. We set them right tight up and there was a few in there. But when I was out there with shorts and I didn't have bare gloves, and they get kind of thorny there this time of year. So I think I'm going to have to go back out there next time with a pair of long jeans and a good set of gloves on there before I do any more of that. But that's about it. Hey, this is KD2 AIT. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net, return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank my father, John, down in Hudson Valley, Bill out in Warrendale, Kevin, George, John, Kevin, George, and Rich, and then John up in Inkley Lake, Ray, Jack, Pauline, and Kathy. We'll catch up with everybody later. This is KD2 AIT clear.
KD2 AIT, good job. Wouldn't miss it for anything. KA3 TFB has the pillow all fluffed up, and we're going to log off and do the Echolink system indeed. Good evening to all.
This is KD2FPM, another great net tonight. And I want to thank Jeff for the awesome job he always does. I tell you what, I'm going to be clearing out of here myself through the Echolink system, and always, as I always say, thank you, Jeff, for allowing us to use the Echolink here on this repeater and the club, too. I'm going to be heading down to the 145.170 here in the Mohawk Valley for the Octen, so hopefully I'll catch some of you guys on that. KD2FPM is clear, 7-3.
Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations can operate.
Enter KPR.
KC2MBU.
Okay, very good. N2KPR, hello Rich. KC2NBU, hello Ray. Thank you both for checking in. Looking for additional stations. This is Octane, looking for any additional stations with or without traffic. Thank you all for tuning in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3 to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2 Zero.